Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. That was like sound like the music turned into the Transformers or something. Anyway, hi, good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Urban Conversations. This is your host, Lick Elmery. I'm joined by my co-host, Manuel Hill. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I don't know if you can hear it on your end. I can hear it on mine. It's like something wrong with sound.
That little cutting out, yeah.
Yeah, they're starting early. Thanks, Blog Talk. We love you so much. we so love you. So just a warning to the listeners, if by any chance the sound cuts out on you, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do. You inbox me, but it's really nothing I can do on my end. So hopefully, I don't think I hear it right now. So hopefully the glitches are gone. Let's hope. The witch is dead. The witch is dead. The witch being Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so this topic, we're going to jump right into it because I think we're going to need the whole time to really kind of get into this discussion. Thanks to those of you who are giving your feedback. Not too many questions, more so just people saying yes. all women are crazy, and then some of you that are saying no, absolutely not. So anyway, we're talking about, are all women really crazy, fact or fiction? I have some great information and insight that I'm going to read to you from this article that I ran across. So it kind of gives the opposite side of it. It's actually from a men's journal. It's the Good Men Project. So it's a man's point of view. It's doctors and scientists and different people who submit these different articles. And so it's kind of interesting to hear a man in defense of our wonderful gender of women. So we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about that as well as get Manuel's perspective, the man on the show. of course, you'll get mine because I'm a woman. But you might be shocked as far as my outlook on this particular topic. So, okay, let's just jump into it. Here's the question, Manuel: Are all women really crazy? In your opinion, let's not confuse fact with opinion. But in your opinion, are all women really crazy?
My opinion is usually fact, but with that being said,
wow,
yes,
starting early.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, every single woman on the planet Earth since the beginning of creation are all crazy. There's different levels of that crazy. But yes, y'all are all crazy.
Oh, bless your heart. You know what? If I had the boot, you know,
But it's different levels of crazy, though. It's different levels. Some are more acceptable than others. God, did I get cut out already? Hello. Boom. Hello.
Okay, what's going on? Can anyone hear? This is so crazy.
Now I can hear.
Okay, so
can
you
hear
can hear me now. Okay, so
yeah.
Those, you know, I have no idea what is going on. I have people inboxing me. We're apparently still on live. So, hi. But there are people that the switchboard still has callers that are still patched in, so I'm assuming that they can hear us. And I have people inboxing saying they can't hear, but you can hear me now.
I can now. Yeah, I can hear you now.
I don't know what to say. this is so crazy. Okay, so we're gonna keep going from here. Let me see. Say something, Manuel, while I try to respond to this. Try back now.
Where was I last?
Okay.
Where was I last? I don't remember what I was saying last. I think I was gonna.
I don't either. I had to take it off of the computer. I had to like call in to the number instead of
you.
Yeah, which is so odd because now I'm sitting here with the, anyway, so I'm trying to ask people, can you hear us? Because I don't understand if you can't hear us, why are there calls and you guys are sitting? Why are there people called in and they're just sitting listening? So I'm assuming that's a yes, right? So we can proceed with the show, or do you think we should stop? Okay, so I had a couple people say they can hear. Oh, she said she can hear. And okay, so he can hear. He can, okay, so great. Hi, you guys. We're so sorry. We don't know. I have no idea what just happened. But you guys are inboxing me now and saying you can hear. So great. So we're talking about, are all women crazy? Manuel, you said that all women are crazy, but there's levels to it. That's
right.
Like there's levels to my swag, right?
Like, actually, you know what? That's fair.
Nice.
That is fair. That is fair. There are levels to your swag. You, a certain time where it comes across and it's just like boom, there it is. There's other times it's like, wait, what are you doing right now? So
well,
yeah, there are.
I wasn't saying like literally my swag. I was saying using my as a general, like that's a term, right? That people say there's levels,
right.
Levels to. Okay, because my swag is always. My gangster, I'm still working on that, but you know, is it like swag? You can't really like turn that off.
Right. But yeah, what I mean, and what I mean by different levels to a woman's craziness is because to some degrees it can be slightly positive, and then some degrees it's like totally, totally negative. There's the extremes. You know, some people look at a woman as crazy when she's standing by her man or her and a man have been through some things and she chooses to go through some really rough patches in a relationship, and a lot of onlookers are looking at, well, she has to be crazy. You know, she's crazy to deal with that guy, or she's crazy to put up with that behavior. And then there's those on the extreme side that are, you know, have these good guys, but they are just absolutely crazy because everything is a threat. You know, they're just high strung, you know, jealousy being one of the things, or possessiveness
mm-hmm.
being one of the things where, you know, these women are, they appear to be normal, but then at the slightest little thing, they are absolutely crazy when it comes to their man or a situation involving their man. That's just one aspect of a woman's craziness. All women are crazy about their children. Like, every single woman I know is crazy about their children. Like, y'all, they lose their mind about their children. all reasoning goes out the window. So, I mean, that one you can definitely say is true. You have to be able to say that is absolutely true.
Okay, so, right. Well, okay, so you said all women are crazy about their children. Okay, so let's define.
Yeah, heck yeah.
One second, hold on. Something's happening. Hold on. Okay, this is so weird.
What happened?
Okay, I'm still getting feedback on my from the. I don't know what's happening, but calls are still patched in, so I guess we're good. But here's what I want you to do is define. You know, what is your definition of crazy? Because, you know what, as a matter of fact, hold that thought in here. Let me go ahead and do this because we're already, like, going into the time. And I think we should do a part two of this on our Wednesday Night Heat since we had all these glitches and we lost a few listeners because of all of the craziness, and we can kind of do a recap and then go there. So this is an article that I thought was pretty insightful by Yashar Ali. This is for the Good Men Project. This is, you know, articles that are geared towards men, written by men, so forth, for men. And he brings up some really great points, one being gaslighting. And I'm going to read to you guys what the definition of gaslighting is in case you don't know. And he poses a question on this article. He says, has gaslighting conditioned women into thinking they're emotionally unstable? And he goes and he says, you're so sensitive, you're so emotional, you're defensive, you're overreacting, calm down, relax, stop freaking out, you're crazy, I was just joking, don't you have a sense of humor, you're so dramatic, just get over it already. So he goes into kind of throwing out a lot of the stuff that we hear being thrown at women. And this stuff is not, like, saying that women are crazy, this is, like, nothing new, right? You know, it's not a generational thing. Like, historically, you know, men have been trying to convince women that they're too emotional, they're unstable, you know, and illogical and all these other things. So he goes on, he says, do you ever hear any of these comments from your spouse, partner, boss, friends, colleagues, or relatives after you have expressed frustration, sadness, or anger about something they have done or said? When someone says these things to you, it's not an example of inconsiderate behavior. When your spouse shows up a half hour late to dinner without calling, that's inconsiderate behavior. A remark intended to shut you down, like calm down, you're overreacting, after you've just addressed someone else's bad behavior, is emotional manipulation. What are your thoughts on that? Because there's so, like, he goes into gaslighting, which I'm going to pause and let you give me your feedback on what I just read, and then we'll go into what gaslighting is.
I do think that he does make a valid point. There is a level of, you know, emotional manipulation that does take place between men and women, especially men, when they try to take from that woman, her reaction to something. And they try to make it seem that there should not be a reaction, or the reaction shouldn't be that extreme. In some cases, the extreme reactions can be justified, and in some cases, from person to person, it's not really justified, because what one person might not find to be as big a deal, another person will. You know, and if a man's experience with women is that, you know, showing up a half hour late to dinner has not been that big of a deal, you know, especially if he doesn't call, you know, no call, no show, half hour late, and all these other women never have a real reaction to it. But then you come across this one woman that seems to just really lose her lunch over it, then you tend to think that she's a little crazy, because she's out of your norm. So you're like, whoa, wait a minute, you know. And I think we've all experienced that. I'm for example, I'm not very good with. I'm not very good with responses or things like that all of the time. So I can be engaged in one moment, and then I can be very disengaged, unless there's a back and forth. So let's just say a woman texts me at some point in the day, and I just so happen to put my phone down for 2 hours, and I come back around 2 hours, 3 hours later, and I respond, then her reaction is, don't be ignoring me, blah, blah. I'm like, wait, 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 calm down. calm down. I'm not ignoring you. My phone is here, and I'm there, and I'm sorry I don't bend my back or break my neck to run across the room, the building, or here or there just to go get my phone to see if anybody reached out to me. And I'm that's me. That's how I am. But the perception is that she's being ignored. Now, her perception is that because she's used to dudes or people responding instantaneously. And with this instant access that we have nowadays, it's like people don't want to accept any excuse for a person not responding. So to me, that's a little crazy. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, that's a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
Right. And that's just the way it is. So I think a lot of times what we perceive as crazy is when somebody does something that's out of our norm, or they respond to something in a certain way that's within our norm, but it's not their norm. So they react to it. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Calm down. It's all good. You know, it's not. So, and like I said, and that's why we say there's levels to the crazy.
Yeah. And I think to be fair, when I do know that the label of women are crazy, you know, there's a lot of historic standing as far as where it came from, where it began. Women historically have been treated like the second hand people, you know, just subpar, just subservient to men. This is not something that is even worth debating because of, you know, history and women's rights,
right,
the fact that we didn't have any, and how women have been treated just across the world culturally. It's, you know, you can look at it as sort of the systematic thing that's been, you know, set in place to kind of make women feel like, you know, they're second-class citizens, they're second-class people, just beneath men and not capable of achieving or thinking at the level that men do, which we know is just completely false. And anyone that just subscribes to that mentality, like, I don't know what rock you've been living under, but women, you know, can achieve and you know, just in high learning and just inventing and so forth. So, I mean, it does have, you know, historical basis where this came from, just kind of putting that, instilling that into little girls that you're too emotional, you're unstable, you know, you're not logical thinkers, you're incapable of thinking logically, you can't make decisions separated from your emotions. So as a woman, I've heard these things. I know that these things exist. I've never really been too bothered by it, but I can't see where. Go ahead.
No, I think what it is men have an issue with the difficulty that women sometimes find in separating their emotions from logic, because that's where our deficiency is as men. Like, honestly speaking, I'm not going to dog the brothers, but we don't operate with the same level of intuition and that woman's intuition or whatever. We just don't, even though we have intuition, we don't lean on it the same way that women do. And we'll perceive a woman's intuition as crazy because we can't see, we can't feel it, we don't understand it, we don't identify it, because when all of the information that we have and all of the facts and every detail that we have says one thing, but that woman says, I don't know, it just don't feel right. And we be looking at y'all like, man, you got to be crazy. It's all right here, babe. Like, what are you talking about? And then when it later does happen that the woman's intuition was just correct, and the only thing that the woman has to say is, I just had a feeling about it. Men have been running up against that so long, and we haven't been able to really identify with it. And we've identified that it's crazy in some cases when it proves to be incorrect. But when it's correct, we don't want to give it any credit. We don't want to give the woman credit that, hey, I told you to go this way, and we went that way, and this happened. we don't want to give that any credit. We just still wave it off as oh, that just so happened. Oh, that was just an anomaly. That was, you know, that was something that just was going to happen anyway. You didn't know nothing, woman. You just crazy. That's the way we look at it in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Because people that don't understand something oftentimes refer to it as crazy. You know, so perhaps that what it really is that men don't understand women. And that's what makes us refer to you guys as crazy. But I always say, I don't try to understand women. I just love them. I don't want to understand you guys. It's just too much. Just love
you.
Oh, my. Understand you. Right, right.
No. Okay, let me read some more of what he said. This is the sort of emotional manipulation that feeds an epidemic in our country, an epidemic that defines women as crazy, irrational, overly sensitive, unhinged. This epidemic helps fuel the idea that women need only the slightest provocation to unleash their crazy emotions. It's patently It's patently false and unfair. It's time to separate inconsiderate behavior from emotional manipulation, and we need to use a word not in our normal vocabulary, which is where gaslighting comes in. Gaslighting is a term often used by mental health professionals to describe manipulative behavior used to confuse people into thinking their reactions are so far off base that they're crazy. I bet there's a lot of men.
Hell yeah. Yes, it is.
Right now.
It's so true.
I can't hear you guys on the line, but I could just hear that there's probably a lot of you guys that just laugh.
Man, look.
I just described.
Oh, gosh. That, you know what?
Look, listen.
I won't lie. I've engaged in it myself, and.
Uh-huh.
And there are let me tell you what we do. Let me fellas, you know, you don't have to just be mad at me.
I just read what you guys do, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just say women, see, we play off the fact that women, like Chris Rock said, and he said that women need the confession. They want the confession that something was what it was, even though everything inside of them will be telling them that this is what it is. Women want the confession. They want the absolute final piece of evidence that says this is exactly what it is. This is what y'all need the confirmation. So what happens is when we know deep down that you guys will never get the proof, you will never get the actual tangible confirmation that your instincts are correct, we can play off of that and say, see, you don't know what you're talking about. This didn't happen. You're crazy. And that in and of itself will drive a woman out of her wits, because you guys often feel that your intelligence is being played upon. Now, that drives women crazy for real. When a woman feels as if her intelligence is just totally being played upon, men, you're playing in a dangerous area right there, because then they really go crazy. Like, men, it's like, okay, really? You finna play me, make me feel like I'm stupid when I know better? That's an issue. So, yeah, we play that game.
And I think that more men I think that more men need to admit to that. There's so much more of this, but I'm going to wait until Wednesday night heat to get into it. But he goes on to say, those who engage in gaslighting create a reaction, whether it's anger, frustration, sadness, in the person they are dealing with. Then, when that person reacts, the gaslighter makes them feel uncomfortable and insecure by behaving as if their feelings aren't rational or normal. If that doesn't sound like men,
no,
I don't
know.
I'm not gonna say that women, they're not women that do it, but we're not talking. We're on this side in this conversation.
Right, so I don't want nobody saying,
"Oh, women, just hold your horses. We'll get there." This is not the conversation for that. We're talking, you know, this is giving, you know, the other side of that, because it's easy to say, you know, women are crazy, they're this, they're that, but when he starts to break it down and really shows the type of things that, you know, men do to women on a daily in relationships, business, so forth, you know, it kind of gives you another side to that. So that's all I'm saying.
One of the, one of the things that we do have to consider as men is that a woman's experiences when we meet them is carried along and it shapes the person that she's going to be, and it shapes the reactions to some of our behaviors. Now, every man's behavior, even though it might seem similar to the last man, doesn't mean that it's the same. It's the same result. I've known way too many situations, but a very close friend of mine came to me. She was dating this guy, and the guy all of a sudden became really distant. And her assumption, you know, she just jumped to all kind of conclusions. Okay, he wasn't interested, blah, blah, blah. But he kind of did what they call ghosting a little bit, you know, when a man just all of a sudden just totally falls off the face of the planet and you don't hear from him. And so when she finally did hear back from him, you know, she jumped to all kind of conclusions. Okay, what's going on? You know, he didn't go to jail or anything like that. So she was like, well, do I need to be worried about my health and blah, blah, blah. And so the dude, you know, she said the guy reacted, you know, kind of very rude to her, like, what do you mean, your health, you know? And the way she explained it is that in the past she was seeing a guy, and another guy pulled the exact same move, only later to tell her that he had an STD, and that's the reason he had been creating a distance between them two. So moving forward, her reaction, when the next guy kind of seemed to detach all of a sudden, she kind of felt, she went for the worst case scenario, her last worst experience, that's what she had to draw up on. So for me as another guy,
she sounds crazy, though. She probably...
to that guy, until she explains why that was her reaction. When a woman is open enough to explain why she reacted the way she did, as men we can kind of identify and say, okay, you've been through something like this before, and this is what led you to this. A lot of times we don't get that far as men. You know, we don't hear about the past experiences that have shaped the women that we're dealing with. So we'll perceive it as crazy when she's just been dealing with a bunch of assholes that have made her a little bit more on edge, so to speak.
Or made her crazy, so in actuality she might be crazy.
Or made her crazy, right. or the lady who ghost, he reminded me. He put out a post on Facebook, and it seemed like a very woman-empowering post. And this female friend of his jumped on the thread and immediately came for me by saying, when I said that I agreed with the post, and she said, of course you would. And I'm like, what is that supposed to mean? You know, she looked at the post as misogynistic. I looked at it as empowering to women, because it was basically saying something to the effect of women don't have to try to be like men, because there are things that men can't do that we need women for. And I thought that was more so empowering. Well, she spun it around, and from her perception, it was like, oh, no, maybe we were trying to say women need to live in the kitchen and go back to the old days and stay in their place, which is not the way I looked at it, and which is not the way ghosts was putting out to me, but that's the way she perceived it. So I thought she was kind of crazy, being that she doesn't know me and she automatically just jumps to this conclusion. That bitch crazy. I'm just saying, that's crazy. You don't know this person. How are you going to jump to that conclusion? That's crazy, right?
Hold on.
Can I call her crazy?
Yeah, she is crazy. One of the listeners said Manuel is talking about relationship PTSD, pretty much.
Right. There you go. Right.
That stuff is
real out here, boy.
You know, but the thing of it is that, like I said, some women are crazy. And it, unfortunately, a lot of women have allowed their past experiences to make them crazy. And here's what I'm saying. It's crazy to, you know, blame the new man for the problems that the man in the past put you through.
Right.
That's crazy. That's not stable. Like, you don't want to get in a relationship with a woman who's not able to process information, emotional information of her past. If she can't process it, she's not going to make sense to you.
Right.
So if she's in that place where she's looking at, you know, all men are cheaters, all men are dogs, all men are going to lie, all men are going to hurt me, she's not ready. She's still in that crazy, fragile place, and she needs to be left alone, and she needs to work that out.
Right.
to me, it's just unfair. Just like in business, I kind of look at things on two sides, and I've, you know, just like in business, and you wouldn't want to go into business with someone who is basically holding you to a standard because of what they dealt with from someone who mistreated them, you know, or lied to them in business. So they're like, oh, well, we're going to kick up these prices, you know, but, you know, it's all unfair, but they're doing it because, oh, this person cheated us out of some money, but whatever.
Right.
So it's like, for a woman to say, well, if you want to be with me, I'm going to make you jump through a million hoops because, you know, Bob over there, you know, broke my heart. So, you know, instead of letting this guy come in with a clean slate, he's already coming in like he's doing time, you know, because
right.
You're basically putting him on relationship parole and he has to, you know, jump through all these crazy hoops. That, to me, that's crazy. So if, you,
right,
if you're
no,
still
that,
doing
that,
that.
That's a good way
yeah.
to put it. Right. Totally.
Yeah, and, you know, and there's a lot of women that do it. And I get it because I've been hurt and I don't think that there's any one – I've never met a woman, no matter her class, no matter what she looked like, that hasn't been hurt by a man before. You know, executive, every type of woman, you know, has some story of some guy that has broke her heart, made her cry, whatever. And but the difference is that you have to be able to process all of that. You have to say, this guy did it. You know, he's the one that did this. And when you look at another man, you can't see that guy, you know, standing there in the shadows, you know, like, hey, you know, here I am. I'm the one that hurt you. You know, he didn't hurt you. So, and because I think when you go into a relationship like that, when you take all that craziness into the relationship, you're going to sabotage it anyway. The guy could be, like, amazing and totally into you, but you're going to keep on seeing faults in him. You're going to keep on seeing something to pick at and cause a problem with, and that's crazy. So
now this is the thing that women, oftentimes say, which there is an element of truth to this. Women oftentimes say that men are into crazy women or that we like crazy women. And,
I think more men say that they like crazy women.
But women say it too. Women are always like, there is a, because women are like, oh, y'all like those crazy women. There is a little twinge, there's some truth to it. Because there's a part of men that we like that aggression. We like aggression. We like the you're mine and I'm not going to take no crap from nobody else when it comes to you. And you're gonna be with me, and that's what it is. It's like that possessive craziness is just a little bit of a turn on. Like, oh shoot, woman, what you gonna do about
I
it?
Think,
You know what I think.
Though, I don't mean to cut you off, but it just came. But this is what I think, and it kind of fits what this author was saying. With the you know, he was kind of saying with the article, this sort of manipulative thing. It kind of seems like men want to know that they can drive their woman crazy. Like, they want to know that they're so far deep in her psyche, in her emotional, you know, in her emotions, in her mind, in her heart, that, oh, I can make her crazy. And that's, like, sick. Like, we have to do a show about the twistedness of men. Because, like, both genders have some deep stuff going on, because it just seems like that's like what men are kind of like. They like that, like to know that, yeah, I can drive her crazy. And so okay, it looks like we're dropping calls again. Try to call back. Let me say call back, because we've just lost our co-host. But anyway, but I'm still getting inboxes from you guys that can hear, and one of the listeners said, I believe that all women are crazy, but I like it. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so as soon as we can try to patch back in our co-host and we can keep this conversation. We got a few more minutes going on for this. But, yeah, I think that that's a big part of it, is that maybe men you know, like to know that they have that power over a woman to make her, you know, just be possessive and be like, you know, you better not. And, you know, once, you know, when a woman really loves you and she's, I don't know, can you hear me, Manuel? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm back now, yeah.
Okay, great. I was saying, I just think that's what men like, is to know that they have that power over a woman.
But
that's crazy.
To a degree, but it does provide a sense of security to the man that, you know, because we oftentimes, even the most calm, cool, collected brother out there, men are crazy too. You know what I'm saying? And so the length that we're willing to go to protect our women, to defend our women, and to, you know what I'm saying, ensure that she's ours and her safety, we kind of like to see a little bit of that out of them, even though we might not have all the quirky emotional responses. We know when certain things come to push and shove that we go from 0 to 10 instantly. So every now and then to see your woman, even if it's something that's a little petty, you know, go to 0 to 10 real quick. You're like, oh, girl, excuse me. You know, my bad. You know, it's kind of, you know, you like that just a little bit.
Oh, goodness. on our Wednesday night, I'm going to read some of the – I put a question up earlier this about what's the craziest thing a woman has – I asked the men what was the craziest thing a woman had done. So I'm going to read some of those on Wednesday, and I'm not going to get into it now. But, I mean, I feel what you're saying, and I feel what the, you know, what the psychiatrist, whatever he is, was saying in the article. There was a lot more. He gets really – you know, he gets deeper into it, and I really want to get into that on our Wednesday night heat show because I just think it really gives some light to women and to how men see women and, you know, how women are. And you touched on some really, you know, the intuition of a woman. And men have it, but I don't think it's at the level of what women have.
No, because – we don't give
you guys
credit
have it a little
it.
Bit,
don't.
But it's like I said, it's not at that level that women do, and that's a big thing. Like women, especially if she's very in tune to those type of things, can really, you know, tell when the energy is off with, you know, between her and her men. You know, men kind of really don't know how powerful that connection is. Like they kind of. You know, they don't realize that's how women know when you're doing something. it's not your. And I'm just gonna give you guys. I'm gonna give you men this, so you know. You need to know. It's not about your. It's not about that you came home and you got a little perfume on you. It's not about the expressions that you're making when she's asking you questions. Trust me, when she's asking you questions, she already has the answer. It's not any of that. It's her inner voice that says there has been a shift in the energy between you and this man who you've given your heart to. When a woman loves a man, you know, she's very in tune to the energy between them. So when his mindset or his emotions are being divided and they are shifting to another woman or to whatever, she's going to feel it in her gut before she didn't even have to be in your face. She's going to know it. And men, like you say, you guys don't get it. You're like, how does she know that? Like, what is she picking up on?
Right.
That energy. And listen, energy you can't cover up. You can't lie about energy.
No, you can't. And I've told any female friend that I've ever had who's come to me and they had, because I've always got the player questions. He's doing this, so does this mean that he's doing this? And I would always ask him, what does that inner voice tell you? And I would say, go with that, because it's almost never wrong. Now, it may not be exactly as far as what his behaviors are, but it means something ain't right in the water. It means that there's something ain't going on. You need to ask a question. You need to communicate something with that dude. Because you're absolutely right. Something is off about him. When that light goes off for y'all, it's something wrong with that. It absolutely always is.
Always is.
Oh, and listen, okay. I'm going to say 99. I'm going to say 99.8% of the time, it's right on point. It's right on point. There's a
few times. Yeah, and you know the down. the damage and the, you know, men who've made women crazy, because there are some of you men who have taken that woman to the point of crazy because you have just made her feel like she's losing her mind, when you know good and well, you know good and well, you're doing what she's, you know, it's kind of like those two reactions that men give. They go from one extreme to the other. One is when they're confronted, it's the anger of, oh my God, how could you say that? They get, you know, the guys blow up.
Right.
I ain't even going to talk about this no more.
You flip it? Yeah, you flip it. the old flip it trick.
Yes, when y'all, oh,
you gotta flip it.
And then it becomes like, I'm not even going to talk about this with you no more. And you're just like looking like, really? For real?
you gotta flip it on them. You gotta flip it. That's high school game 101. You gotta flip it on them. And if that don't work, if flipping don't work, then there's other things you can go to. But usually you gotta start with the flip. You gotta try to flip it.
Yeah, you go to the extreme. Yeah, which is so bad. And you go to the extreme of just, you know, like told, like she's just completely stupid. And when you, if you know, for a woman, if she's in a relationship like that for so long, and this is what this guy, you know, whoever she's dealing with is doing to her, you know, that does start to wear and tear on someone's,
right,
you know, emotional and mental, you know, psyche. So it's, you know, this whole are they women crazy goes both ways. It's kind of like, yeah, women have crazy in them, and then you got men who want to pull that crazy out and want to see,
right,
her come out and play. And then sometimes you underestimate the crazy, and you know, so if you're going to pull that crazy out, just, you know, make sure you got, you know, a pretty stable woman who her crazy is cute and sexy, because you don't want.
Right, right, right. There you go.
You don't
there
want,
you go.
You don't want
there you go.
Crazy, crazy that I can
right.
have you. Yeah.
And like I said, it goes all kinds of ways, because sometimes, you know, even if a man has had an incident, or him and his woman, they've run into some things, and the man might be at a place where his behavior, you know, is absolutely on point. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing, but because of his past with that particular woman, men got to realize that, and this kind of goes into trust, and I don't want to get into that too deep, because that's a whole other subject matter, but we got to realize that sometimes trust is earned back. It's not like you just apologize and then the next day she's just going to trust everything you say moving forward. There's still a hesitance in the things that you're saying and doing. So the things that she sees that might not have been so suspect before seem to be just a little bit more suspect and questionable.
That's a good point. That is a whole different story. Because it's like,
right.
and I have like, you see my computer, and I have like six windows open of people commenting, and I'm trying to get, I'm reading it. I want you guys to know I'm reading what you're saying, but I'm not commenting back. But you guys are hilarious. Michelle said, don't give them all of our secrets. They don't need to know how we know. No, even if men know, Michelle, even if they know how we know, it doesn't stop anything, because you're still going to know.
No, it
that,
don't stop nothing.
You know,
no, it doesn't. What did I say earlier? It's not that we don't know that you guys know. It's that we know you can't prove it sometimes. So we will play off the fact that y'all can't prove it and hope that just carries us along. Like, well, whatever she knows, I know she knows something, but she can't prove it. So
you know,
we're just going to make you crazy.
But it's so, it would be so wonderful when you deal with a man who just respects you, who loves you, and when you do come to him and he knows that something is amiss, he knows what he's doing, he knows when the energy is off as well. And when she comes and she expresses that you deal with the man who will just be like, you know what, babe, you're right. And that, you know, I think every woman, I think most women would just exhale in ecstasy to have a
aww.
Man that would just, instead of taking her through all of the loop and then making her second guess, just be honest. Like, stop with the lies, man. Stop lying to the woman. Because it's not even serving any purpose. All it's doing is making her crazy.
you know where that man is? He's in some lost chapter of the never ending story. It is a fantasy. That man does not exist. Because we're not.
Why
going
doesn't
to,
he exist?
Because it's
no,
not
I don't
so what I'm telling you that he's in the 0.2 percentile. Because men, we subscribe to that. If we, unfortunately, like, sometimes, like, man, this is going to hurt her, even though we don't want to deal with that reaction of your hurt. And as wrong as it sounds, I'm a 90% truth person. I believe in 90%. So whatever the truth is.
We know, we heard about your Christian
dollar. Right. My 90%. My 90%. You know, so 90% of what I give you is going to be truth at any given time, depending on what we're discussing. Because it's like, man, we know the reaction and what it's going to be. And, you guys are going to exhale later after you blow up first, you know, or whatever. So we're just like, you know what, we don't want to deal with all that. We're just going to smooth it over with a little lie, with a little partial truth, or some denial of the truth or something. We're just going to do that and just move along as if it's all going to be better, when it's really not. It's only prolonging the fact that we're going to have to come back and discuss
hold
later.
Hold on. Wait. And Mel said all women are, this is a guy, all women are crazy, and that's why we have to lie. You guys lose it. If you tell you the truth, you would lose it.
Right.
Now, grow up and get a woman who is grown as well. That isn't even, that's so ridiculous.
But there's some truth, too. I'm pretty sure his reaction, because I'm pretty sure there's a man out there who fell for that. You know what? Just tell her the truth. Be straight up. And he was truthful and straight up, and then, I don't know, maybe the woman ran over him with a car. Who knows? But I'm just saying there's extremes to
it. Wait, Michael said, but we don't tend to find out the full crazy until an issue arises. Well, live. You got to live and learn. You got to work with her. You know, that's a relationship. You go, you know. But yeah. We'll talk about, you know, I mean, because men are always saying, oh, women don't want the truth and blah, 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 blah. We've heard it all. I've heard it all. And I guess it really boils down to who you're dealing with and knowing who you're dealing with. And it's the same for men. You know, maybe you dealt with a woman who overreacted and who wasn't able to take the truth or handle, you know, you being honest with her. You can't take that into the next relationship with the next woman and believe that is a very valid point.
That's absolutely 100%. That is 100% true. I mean, the same way you just spoke on how women take that stuff into the future, men, we do carry that
men,
as well.
Men, you can't believe
all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Men,
I've actually done the same thing.
Right. Women, there are women out there who can handle the truth. There are men. That's, you know, I think, you know, we're almost out of time. I think for me, anytime someone says all of, whether it's a gender, whether it's a race of people, I always have a problem with that. Anytime
right,
you subscribe
right.
these sort of belief systems to say everyone, you know, this is attributed to everybody in that gender, like all women are, you know, going to cry for an hour, you know, or all women are going to do this, or all men are dogs, or all men are cheaters. I just have a problem with that because I just don't believe that that's the case. Like, if I believe those sort of stereotypical negative labels, I would just cringe at the sight of black men.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, generalizations are absolutely they're pretty terrible. I mean,
if I went by what people say about black men, I would be afraid. Like, I would be like, literally, like, and I'm like so like, oh, I love black men because I've experienced amazing black men, so I know that the stereotypes are not true. And I've experienced
right.
and I've been around and been raised with amazing black women, so I know the stereotype, you know, surrounding them are not true. And just women in general. So I'm going to say, ending this particular show, are all women really crazy? I'm going to say that all women are susceptible to becoming crazy or acting crazy.
Right. There you go. There you go. That's fair. That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah, but, you know, but I'm going to say this as well. I think to men, women are crazy. So I think from you guys looking from the outside in, like looking at women and how we are and how we think, yeah, I can understand why you guys feel like we're crazy. We're not. We're just different.
Yeah, there you go. And like you said earlier, you know, understanding. No, I don't want to understand. Just love them. Just love them. Don't understand them because
I want a man
said,
to understand me because I feel like if you don't understand me, if you don't seek to understand me, you can't really love me.
There,
I need him
understanding you. No, understanding you. Understanding women? Like that's just too much. Y'all just got too much going on as a whole. We can seek to understand our woman, but to understand women, I think that's a whole different. It's just y'all just got too much going on.
All of women's craziness is always surrounded by men mostly. So.
Because look, women understand women, and most women don't even like women. So why would we start understanding women? Why would we want to do that?
You know what? I love women, though. You know what? I love women, and I have female friends. I shy away from women who don't have female friends. Those are the women that are crazy to me. Like, a woman who says, I can't be friends with women is a woman that has issues, in my opinion. If you don't have any female friends and you are a female, not rocking with you. Stuff going on.
Yeah. Now those ones, those women are typically crazy. I'm telling you now, those ones, the ones that have a female with no female friends, they are typically crazy.
They're typically crazy and conceited and blown up. You know, just egos that are just everybody, all women are jealous of them or want, and it's just like, oh, no, I can't with those type of women. And all my close friends in my circle is, you know, are women, and they're amazing women and supportive women, and so I just can't get that. So you women out there talking about, how can you not be friends with what you are? That's just self-hate on the highest level. Women who say that, oh, all women are just out to get. So that means you just out to get. So
right.
That's another show. As well. You know, I'll probably get a couple of hate inboxes from that, but I'm just not trying to rock with you. If you can't embrace other women, nah.
So what's your level of crazy? If you had to put a number on your level of crazy from 1 to 10, what would you give yourself?
I don't think that there's any man walking. I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't think that there is a man like the crazy stuff of like stalking him or the whole inboxing other chicks or calling other females and all that stuff, I can't get down with that. I need mutual reciprocation. I need it to be reciprocated. That's the only way that I'm, like, turned on by a man. When I lose that, I start to lose the connection. So I don't really get into, like, I'm not going to fight you to hold on to you. I don't know.
You don't even check your man like crazy. Like you won't grab him by his collar and be like, look, dude, like not even that kind of crazy. That's kind of hot.
You know what? Because of I come my background and you know a little bit of it. I can't get in a man's face like that. That's me because of the things I've gone through personally.
Right.
So, but playfully. Sure, when I'm in love with the man, then he does, certain things do get my attention that otherwise wouldn't. I might have little twinges of jealousy here and there, and I'm not a jealous, anybody that knows me knows I'm not a jealous person, but if I'm like, if this dude like has my heart, then I'm like kind of watching like, oh, for real?
Oh, nice, yeah, like, yeah, we like that just a little bit, there you go.
I'll give you a little bit of that. I might check you a little bit on that. Like, what you know, what you doing?
Woo!
Like, who was that you was with? What was going on? You know, but I'm not gonna do it like I'm, you know, gonna square up with you, but.
No, we don't know. Those are the extremes. Yeah. We don't want that. We don't want women trying to act like men and be all hard up. But just a little check, like, hey, bro, what's going on right there? You on your best behavior? You know, just a little bit. Every now and then, I don't know. Just a little bit. Maybe just a little. I gotta be real. I can be a little rebellious every now and then.
Like, I like that. I need to know that my man knows what he has. If you act like it is nothing, you like you don't care what's happening with me or who's trying to get at me, then I might be like, you know, what's going on with that? So I get the whole like, you know, check in a little bit. Make me feel like, you know, I need to see the ownership come out.
there you go. That's to the degree that I'm talking about. You know, no stalkers.
I need my man to claim me and, like, let me see that ownership. Let me hear you, you know, I need to know that you know you own this.
Right.
All right, we just went all the way off somewhere. But anyway, We're gonna pick this back up on our Wednesday heat. So this Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'll put it out there for the blast out there. We lost a few of the listeners, so unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio does crack sometimes, and they have like a lot of glitches. So, but hopefully, we'll have a smooth show on Wednesday night heat, and we're gonna pick up on this topic again. I know that some of you guys had some of you guys are really hilarious, and so I'll read some of those comments. Oh, but Michael, because Michael's not in one of my groups, he said, Michael Doc, what's up? Thanks for tuning in. He said, I co-signed with Manuel with that, and I'm looking for a female that can handle the truth. They're out there, Michael. We'll talk about that in Seth Fabio. So, all right, give me closing thoughts. We're about to rock out of here, Manuel. What are your closing thoughts on this?
I like the point that you made. I definitely like the point that you made as far as, you know, men being truthful, because I really hadn't even looked at men not being truthful, because in the past they were truthful, they were open, and it kind of blew up in their face. So moving forward, men succumb to this notion that, okay, I can't be truthful. That's absolutely 100% true in a lot of cases for men, where we do get deep, we do let the walls down, we do open up completely, and then to have it reacted on a certain way or thrown in our face, we can close down and we say, you know what, going forward, I'm not going to be like this anymore, which is, that's not fair to
the
woman that you're involved with. So that was a good point.
Yeah, and I hopefully the listeners got that, male and female. Stop making the person in your present pay for the person in your past. Don't put on labels. Don't, you know, I think removing labels in relationships and from people will help us to have more fulfilling relationships overall. You might see little traits and so forth, and, you know, but you can't, you know, just subscribe a whole characteristic to someone because of that. And just be open to, you know, to the new relationships and allow that person to show you who they are by their own actions, not judging them by the actions of other people. So on that note, I think you guys, we have some really, really diehard listeners that, you know, just stick with us throughout the glitches. So I definitely appreciate you guys. And make sure you tune in this coming Wednesday, our Wednesday night heat. We're still talking about Are All Women Crazy? I got some feedback from some of you women, so don't get upset that I didn't get to address it. I promise I will address it at the top of the hour on this coming Wednesday. And thank you to my amazing co-host, Manuel Hill. You guys have a good evening, and we will talk to you Wednesday. Have a good night.